Cape Talk, the music focus.
Hello, Music Focus this afternoon is with the award-winning Mozambican saxophonist Morera Chinquisa, and he's with us in studio. Welcome aboard, and it's a Friday afternoon. You must be looking forward to weekends, because musicians work more over weekends than anything else.
Yes, indeed. But also to see friends, right?
Yeah. Well, as mentioned earlier today, that we were talking about Africa Day, and Africa Day will be held tomorrow across the country and across the continent, obviously, sort of started by the Organization of African Unity, and it marks it since 1963. It's been marking it at the 25th of May every year. But to get to you, And your career and your music career. How old were you when you first picked up a saxophone? And you've always been known to sort of, end up doing that.
I think my first experience with music was when I was 7. I went to the music school. I didn't go. My parents put me at the music school to occupy my afternoons as an extracurricular subject. But the first experience with saxophone, I would say probably around 12, 13. Because before, I was just playing the recorder, singing, and piano. But later on, the saxophone. And today I am with you. I can't get rid of it.
It's one of those instruments that kind of grows on you all the time. What does Africa Day, I mean, it's Africa Day tomorrow. What does Africa Day mean to you? And how does the jazz compare elsewhere, at home to the jazz right here in Cape Town?
It's a quite difficult question for me because I lived over 15 years in Cape Town. So I'm very much involved with Cape Town. But yes, I was born in Mozambique, and the jazz scene started with me in Mozambique. So I'm a kind of a blessed person to have the best of both worlds, okay? South Africa and Cape Town in particular has more infrastructure with regards to education platforms for young kids and the youth to pursue and study, okay? Mozambique being still a young country, we have lots of talent, but now the projects that the government and private sector are creating is to create structure to accommodate those young students or people that want to pursue. So Cape Town is different because most of the music is documented or was documented, still being documented. Either it was LPs, it was cassettes, some books, and we're still on the process of starting from scratch.
Oh, that's great. But what does it mean to you, returning to Cape Town, the home of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, and everybody goes crazy around about March? And of course, in Cape Town, you're a bit of a legend yourself, and you're going to be performing in Cape Town.
Cape Town is my home too. I have a family in Cape Town, not a wife and kids. No. Families, because Cape Town received me. Cape Town never questioned me where I was coming from. Cape Town embraced me. Cape Town was good to me and still good to me. And being a Mozambican, and especially with these differences that we have today, sometimes you talk about xenophobic attacks and so. I think I was privileged, and Cape Town never treated me different. And coming back here, the mother city, it's always good because I get to see my family, which are the people that grew up with me in school, the people that really received me for the first time and made me company throughout the years.
I'll be chatting this afternoon to Morera Chinquisa, and he is Mozambican, and let's say Mozambican stroke Cape Town saxophonist. We're going to be playing out with one of your songs called Relaxante, and the event, of course, is on the 25th of May. It starts at 8:30. It says here dinner is at 6 p.m., so you need to book beforehand if you're going out there for dinner. It's at the Norval Foundation for Steenberg Road in Steenberg Estate, and the cost is between $150 and $220, depending on where you'd like to sit. Looking at this handsome gentleman, I would like to sit right in the front row if I were if I were you. Let's listen to some of your music. Chatting this afternoon to Morera Chinquisa, and of course he's Mozambican stroke Cape Town saxophonist. And Morera, you will be performing at Gallery 8 at the Norval Foundation, and this actually holds a very special place, this specific room that you are going to be playing in.
Yes, going back to documentation, I think museums are like libraries. Mm. So I have this strong passion for museums. And the Gallery 8, which I think is the biggest gallery in the museum, where they put huge infrastructures and huge pieces, I would say, it's going to be kind of a difficult gig for me to concentrate from, because it's so much emotion in that room. Yeah. And with the fabrics, because they have a show there from Ibrahim, right? And it's like sacks, né? Fabrics that are there hanged. It's going to be quite hard for me to, there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions. Mm. And just for being in a museum, I think it's the first time I ever played with my group. I've played in a museum, but with my group. And the way we produced and prepared this show for Africa Day is like, technically, you have to look and listen to music like a soundtrack. Mm. We're going to take you in a journey. Yeah. Do you understand? On a journey that came from Mozambique, came into Cape Town and took me to the world. Mm. But yet, I'm going to try and involve everything I've been, actually I'm living in a museum, so I live there this week, do you understand? Yeah. So I wake up, I smell art, I turn around, I see sculpture, I smell it, do you understand? And it's doing me so great, so it's going to be really interesting.
Who will be supporting you in the novel Gallery 8?
Oh, the best guys. We have the Camilo Lombard, a well-known piano player, producer and educator from Cape Town. You have Angelo Siesta, also your homeboy from Cape Town. Mm-hmm. We have Kevin Gibson, based in Cape Town, originally from Durban, on the drums. We have Ronan Skill, an Irish boy, but also made in Cape Town. Then you have Elder Gonzaga from Mozambique, a bass player that came with me. And most interesting, we will have a dancer, one of Mozambique's top dancers and choreographer, which will be dancing into what we're going to do. And we have a surprise for the evening. I can say in your show, it's fine. We'll have Dizzo coming to join us on stage.
Nice.
Yes.
And we were chatting about the documentation of jazz.
Yes.
Now, you've been in Cape Town, you've lived in Cape Town. You know, of course, the G-Spot close to the casino.
Yes, I know all the guys. Yeah. I've done the G-Spot, the Galaxy, Images, Cinema. I've done everything.
And we were looking at the documentation and sort of writing down and scripting the history of jazz. And if you look at, I don't want to call it this, but if you look at color jazz and black jazz and, you know, those kind of things, when are we going to start writing this? Because we need to preserve this for future,
yes,
for jazz students studying at UCT. Mm-hmm. We cannot tell them that, you know, this is the American jazz guys who have been here and these are the American jazz heroes.
Yes.
But we've got our own heroes. So when do we start scripting that?
I think let's look at Africa Day. You know, I like those dates, Africa Day, 25th May, Christmas, New Year's, because it's a moment of reflection. Mm. And since you're bringing this to the table, it's time that we change our attitude towards ourselves as Africans. And Cape Town in particular, you have something very different from Johannesburg. You have the sea.
The inspiration.
You have the sea, you have nature. So if you look at jazz produced in Johannesburg and jazz produced in Cape Town, will be totally different characters. But not just because of the difference of people, it's the difference of your landscape, because nature is the first source of inspiration, either you like it or not. Whatever you see when you wake up first, that's why some guys will come here, Joburg guys will come and say, hey, Cape Town is too slow for me. Guys from Cape Town will go to Joburg and say, hey, Cape Town is too fast for me. So that affects your being.
Yes.
Because what is music? At the end of the day, you're saying jazz, but it's music. It's a reflection of your personality, of what you see, what you eat, how you perceive, and your spiritual world. So it's time that we change the attitude, and it's not about Cape Town. It's about the entire continent of Africa. From our leaders, that we change the attitude, we really, really have to start, and we are wasting time to document and write as fast. And the good thing is, some of those heroes are still alive. Yeah. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Yes. So we have to take advantage. And there's tools for it, you know. Today, there's tools to do it faster than before.
Yes.
You can record properly. then start writing. But we have to do it.
There we go. I'm going to rope him in definitely to write this history of jazz in Cape Town and in the better part of South Africa. And that is Marera Chingwisa. He'll be performing 8:30. The dinner starts at 6 o'clock, but the actual performance is 8:30. And, of course, hosted by a number of very interesting people he's just mentioned. It's at the Norval Foundation for Steenberg Road in Steenberg Estate. Tickets are available for you at 150 rand to 220. You can also visit Quicket or the events. Go down to events at norvalfoundation.org.